Hi, this is Kennedy Sang from my weblog helmetedhead.com with another audio boo. Now, for those of you who follow me a little bit on my weblog or on Twitter, FriendFeed, Facebook or whatever, would know that I'm in the financial services industry in Hong Kong. Now, that takes me to a lot of places, especially in China, but this time recently I've had the opportunity to go to Inner Mongolia, a place I've never been before, and it was quite an interesting trip, to say the least. I went to three places, flew into Tsitsihara, and then drove about 100 k's to a place called Jialantuan, and then another 300 odd k's to a place called Hailara. Now, for those of you who don't know, Inner Mongolia is in the north, northwest of China, and especially Hailara is very, very close to Russia, probably about, just eyeballing it, probably about 100 k's from the China-Russian border. Now, the first incident that I ran into was actually at the airport of Tsitsihara. Now, Tsitsihara is quite a small airport. You know, it's one of those where, you know, the plane flies in, you get off on those mobile staircases, and then you have to, you know, walk over to the airport terminal. And you know, as I came down from the stairs and started walking over the terminal, I noticed that, you know, on the right hand side of me there was like two massive Russian like cargo planes, obviously military, right? And then you know, did what everyone would do and just whacked out my iPhone and snapped a picture. So obviously, you know, they were aware that these kind of things happens, and as soon as I took the picture, this soldier came up to me, and this soldier from the PRC, People's Republic Army or something like that, came up to me and said, no, you gotta delete this, no, cannot, okay, sorry, well, okay, fine. Deleted, right, kept walking. And then as I got to the airport terminal, I noticed, here's my another chance, you know, and no soldier in sight, and can still see those cargo planes, so I whacked out my iPhone again and snapped another picture. But lo and behold, well, what do you know, the soldier, who's probably about 75 meters away, is caught on to me again, saying, you know, waving his hand in the disc, and going, no, you, stop, don't move, you know, that kind of thing, right? And he's like bolting towards me, you know, at the, where I was standing, which is at the entrance to the airport terminal. I said, nah, this is it. I'm getting chucked in the slammers now, right? And I'll just be one of those guys that you'll read about in the papers. You know, look of resentment on my face now as it was like sprinting up to me. But you know, as it sprinted up to me, he just ran straight past me, and I ran to the next guy. It turns out the guy next to me also had his Nokia. I was taking the pictures of these like massive Russian cargo military planes, and just told him to like delete them. So I was pretty chuffed with myself, eh? Like, so from all of this, I got this picture of the Russian plane. So pretty happy with myself. But in the end, it was all to no avail because my damn iPhone decided to do a reset on me, and I had to do a backup from restore from backup. And so, well, I lost my phone anyway. I mean, not lost my phone, I lost my photo anyway. Anyway, that's the first of the amusing incidents. More to come later. Thanks, guys.